You've been with us in a variety of ways before, but it's good to have you on All Things New Orleans. Jesse Hardman's here.
I'm claiming the World Cup correspondent spot here at the station. I heard it was vacant.
And I hear it's an unpaid position.
That's all right, as long as I get to watch soccer.
There you go. You have been compiling a list, I understand, of places where people can go to watch the games here in New Orleans. What do you got on that list?
Well, this has been a lot of fun to investigate where in New Orleans to watch. I was in the Quarter the other day, and I saw this bar that had hung all 32 flags of the countries represented around its awning. That's the Upper Quarter, and they're really excited to show all the games. If you are a big USA fan, apparently the main supporters group here in New Orleans is meeting up at a bar called Rendezvous in Uptown. The Bayou Beer Garden and Down the Hatch are two bars that are going to show the games outside, which is fun. The big place, kind of the mothership of soccer viewing here, everybody knows, is Finn McCool's, which is on Bank Street in Mid-City. And they've been around since 2002. The co-owner, Pauline Patterson, says the World Cup's a lot of fun, and we're going to listen to a little clip from her. She's talking about last World Cup in South Africa and what it was like to have everybody come over and watch the games.
What I would do is I would cater a lunch, and I would put one country's cuisine against another country's cuisine. So I would do something like a bratwurst po' boy with a Spanish paella on the same plate, and it would be like, ooh, who's going to win today's game? And people would come in, and I would only announce the special that day, so they would come in, and there would be another team playing that day, so they'd come in and go, oh, you don't think we're going to win? Thinking because I hadn't highlighted their cuisine that day, and I'd go, no, it's not, I'm not saying that, it's just very hard to find Ecuadorian food.
This is Jesse Hardman talking with us today about where you can connect locally to watch and enjoy the World Cup. Jesse, you've been a lot of places. You've worked in a lot of places, exotic places in some cases. So you know that there's people from all over the world coming who have been coming here to New Orleans. Where would those people go if they want to watch with fans, say, from their country of origin?
Yeah, sadly, Vietnam didn't make the World Cup. That would have been a fun time.
That would have been a big one, yeah.
Another huge diaspora group here, obviously, are the Hondurans, long history. There's a great place out in New Orleans East that wants people to come and watch, Casa Honduras. It's a great restaurant, so you can try some Honduran cuisine and cheer along with the catrachos, as they're called. Friday afternoon, if you'd like to watch a game with us, your WWNO friends, we're going to be over at Rusty Nail in the CBD watching the Spain versus Holland game with the local Dutch consulate. It's going to be there with us. So if you want to stop by and watch it with us. And on Sunday night, Argentina plays Bosnia, and we'll be joining the local organization Casa Argentina at Rio Mar in the Warehouse District, and I think that game's at 5 p.m. We also visited a couple restaurants and got a couple voices of people wanting to invite you in to watch games with them and try their food. The first one is Amara Coneta, and he runs the Motherland Restaurant on 1535 Basin Street. He's from the country Guinea, and he's hoping people stop by to try some West African food and to watch some of his favorite teams, which are Ghana and Cameroon, and he's also rooting for the U.S.
We're going to share like we normally do in Africa. We do futu, we do plantain, we do acheche, we do chibjin, we do have yassa and beignet. We got ginger drinks, we have bisap, tamarina, bouillie.
And then the second place that would love it if you stop by, Norma's Bakery, is at 2925 Bienville near Broad Street. And Jose and Karina Castillo said to stop by and watch games, try some Central American cuisine. Jose was actually born in Honduras, but he spent most of his 38 years here in Louisiana.
I'm lucky I have United States to cheer for and Honduras to cheer for, and also for my wife. She's Costa Rican, so we don't really argue about that. But deep inside, I'm cheering for Honduras. I'm cheering for United States. She's cheering for Costa Rica. She's also cheering for me, probably.
All right, Jesse, I'm going to conclude this as all the sports interviews are concluded with regard to a major international event. Who's going to win and who's your favorite?
Well, an African team has never won the World Cup, which I think is too bad. They're some of the more exciting teams to watch. So I would love to see Ghana, who almost made the semifinal last time, make it. First time would be an amazing feat. My gut tells me that Spain is probably a good bet to win their second World Cup in a row. Another strong team is Argentina. They're nearby. They can just head up to Brazil. And they have the world's probably most beloved player in Lionel Messi. Of course, being in New Orleans and we have this great Honduran population here, I'm rooting for Honduras to win their first ever game. They've been to a World Cup before, but they've never actually won a game. So that would be a great success. And as far as the U.S. goes, they're in a very tough group, so I'm not expecting a lot out of them. But, you know, if they do well, that's great. To paraphrase a famous saying from the English soccer striker Gary Lineker, he once said that soccer is a simple game. 22 people chase the ball for 90 minutes, and at the end, the Germans win. So the Germans are always there as well.
Jesse Hardman, thanks for the insights and the invites.
Thanks, Jack. And if you want to look up more bars and places to watch with fans from around the world, head to WWNO.org. We've got a whole list of places for you to enjoy and different places where you can listen and tune in online and on your phone as well. So head to WWNO.org. Thanks, Jack.